Folks, I almost gave away the personal phone number of Frank Pastore. He's our next guest, and he was so wound up, he thought I was doing an April 1st Fool's Day joke on him or something. You see, that's how real radio people work, right? They're to the clock, dude, to the minute, to the minute. And we were like a few minutes late.
How are you, man? I totally thought you were pulling my leg. It's like, oh, man, if he set me up on this, I owe him big time. Okay, so the big question is, before we get to our bromance thing,
yeah,
did you take your meds this morning? Are you still on schedule?
Yeah, listen, I don't even know how to spell schedule or meds, so I'm fine. I am fine. How are you, Frank?
I'm doing great, buddy. You got a great show coming up. You got Dinesh coming up a little bit later and stuff.
Yep.
I'm still wondering, why do you want to talk to me? I mean, I'm stopping working in the garage to hang out with you in Toronto and all that, and you have all these big famous people. Am I the butt of a joke that's coming or what?
Well, let me just tell you. I was doing some research the other day, and I came across a recent article on you, February 27th, 2012. And, you know, I'm always on top of the big news stories. And then we reach out to the stars and say, look, we want your take on this. So do you mind if I just maybe get your opinion on this, Frank Pastore?
Totally. I have no idea that I was in the news. What happened?
It's a big article about you in the Columbia Daily Tribune. Article written by Bill Clark. And Bill Clark came upon the Big Texan in January 1983. And he says Frank Pastore, a Cincinnati Reds pitcher, held the record at the time, downing the steak in 11 minutes. And as a Reds scout, I felt it only fitting that I put myself on the board with Pastore. I enjoyed the meal and finished it in a leisurely 52 minutes. In 1983, the steak costs $26. If you failed, today it's $75. But you get a doggy bag for what you can't eat. Frank Pastore eventually lowered the record in 1987 to 9 minutes and 30 seconds, and it stood until March 24th, 2008, when Joey Chestnut, the hot dog-eating champ, downed it in 8 minutes and 52 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, that's how we roll here on the Drew Marshall Show. Big news stories. Big news.
All right, so now let's correct some of the mythology on this. I've actually done the steak 6 times. The fastest was 9.5 in 87. That's right. Joey Jaws Chestnut, who is the number one competitive eater in the entire world, beat me by 40 seconds. But according to Bobby Lee, the manager of the Big Texan, that record is in dispute because Joey Jaws broke Texas etiquette. He had a change of direction during the swallowing process. It offended some of the ladies that were viewing, and being Southern gentlemen, it didn't actually come out, but there was a change of direction gulp, a double gulp. He double gulped, and that violated. I never double gulped.
Oh, that is disgusting. How could you bring that up on our show? You know we're very politically correct and sensitive on this show.
You can't say puke in Toronto? What do you guys call it? We have some, like, not bad, eh? What do you say?
I don't know. That is just wrong. Just absolutely wrong. Frank, it is lovely to speak with you again. I was showing some family members a clip of you on some Happy Shiny Jesus show down in the States, and it was uncanny how you and I looked similar. You know, we were both ravishing,
so
good-looking men.
Dude, I'm so glad you brought up the bromance thing.
Yeah.
Remember, once, just this is for all of your audience who knows Drew. Drew talks to all these celebrities. He's very real and very genuine and all this. But let me just remind you, Drew, once doesn't make it a lifestyle, okay? I'm just going to leave it at that.
You're a sick dog. You really are. Listen, I wanted to ask you some typical interview questions, because last time I tried to dig up, you know, cheesy stuff like things about your jeweler, was disturbing. So I want to know, like, useless stuff, like best guest, worst guest.
Golly, I wish I had quick answers for that. Let me tell you the real scoop on it. It blurs.
Yeah.
Much like in a baseball season.
Yeah.
I'm unlike some people who only have a weekend show. When you do 3 hours every day, it sort of blurs together. You know what I mean? I've enjoyed all kinds of very eclectic people.
But something's got to stand out as either, for example, let me just give you one. Well, Tim, what was the name of that short wrestler guy who hung up on us? What was his name?
Chris Jericho.
Chris Jericho. Now, Chris Jericho, I'm not a big fan of anymore because we were supposed to do a 20-minute interview, and when I started questioning about how tall he really was, He got nervous and hung up like most short men do. And so I'm not a big fan of Chris Jericho's. I'm a big fan of Kathy Lee's. You know that. Kathy Lee Gifford. She's a beautiful woman who has a great heart and a cheeky spirit. And I love that. And I've had a great... I'm just waiting for Frank to die. That's basically...
And by the way, make sure you check out the photos at drewmarshall.ca with he and Kathy Lee. Yeah.
And I also laugh like her. She laughs like that. Okay, so give me some highlights.
Let me ask you... Wait. What? You're so used to asking on your show, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
So what's going on with the province of Alberta and trying to shut down all Christian homeschooling? What's up with that?
Really? You think I give one holy grunt about Christian homeschoolers? Seriously.
I thought you're supposed to be like this big spiritual talk show in Canada or what?
No.
By the way, okay, let me ask you another serious question.
Hey.
We were talking last year.
Yeah.
You were like, quote, you know, playing this I doubt my faith thing. Are you still running that shtick?
Am I still running that shtick? What a wise guy. Yeah, I'm still struggling pretty bad, except I'm not as fearful about the word doubt anymore. Doubt was an unknown word to me 30 years in the evangelical scene. No one ever allowed us to explore that.
Oh, that's too bad.
But I'm not, you know, here's when Tony Campolo pushed me on it. He said, no, what's going on? What's going on? Really, what's going on? You know, Tony gets right up your nose, which is scary.
Of course, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you need the Visqueen, by the way, when he speaks. But anyway, yes.
Or just a big sheet of plastic.
Exactly.
So I said, look, right now I would describe myself as a red letter agnostic theist.
A red letter agnostic theist.
Yeah, write that down. Think about it later. How about a moment on your radio show when you actually got in trouble? Because I got a list of those. How about you?
Oh, yes. Well, unlike on a secular station down here in Los Angeles on KFI, John and Ken, who are the hosts, got in trouble for making some references to Whitney Houston. Also, as you know, Rush Limbaugh got in trouble for making some comments about Amanda Fluke.
Yeah, interesting first name for Mr. Limbaugh, considering that his advertisers are doing the same thing in the opposite direction.
Yes. I have a mute button.
Yeah.
And I, in case I say a bad word or something like that, and I've never had to use it once.
Really?
And so you just jinxed me, though. Coming up probably on Monday, I'm going to need to say that. Because I probably, like you, I'm pretty slangy.
Yeah.
And there are times in which you can get almost too slangy. Have you ever had to bleep yourself on the show?
No. No, we haven't. There's probably many times we should have, but we didn't, you know. We didn't. Now, listen, I'm coming down your way, and I'm going to go down. I just got an email from Candace Cameron the other day who said we're all going to go see Kirk's movie on the 25th, I think.
Monumental. Oh, dude, listen, wait. Well, I got to tell you this.
What?
You will totally love this.
No way.
Happened.
No way.
You know, listen, you know how things can go totally wrong in radio? Okay, so honest to God, this happened just last night. Kirk Cameron was due to come on at 5, and I had talked to him earlier in the day, and he calls in because he's, you know, like celebrity guy, and you can't get to him. So he's due to call in. We literally had a failure on our phone bank to where the line that he was calling in on didn't blink, and so he was calling in exactly on time, just what he was supposed to be doing. We're thinking he's never called in.
No, so you go on air and start slagging him?
Oh, dude, this is 10 seconds before we go on air. And so it's like, dude, he's not calling in. I got to do something else. And so I went on another riff, and he's still trying to call in. Long story short, a few minutes later, he calls in on another line, or we call his cell phone or something, all behind while I'm on the air in the segment. And he's offended. His people are offended, et cetera. And so we made nice and kiss. So when you talk to Candace, please say nice things about me so they can get back to Kirk.
No. You know what? I'm going to say this publicly right now. He and his sister are very different human beings. And let me just tell you, the whole offended thing, dude, that's the most overrated word in the world, especially if you're a middle-aged white guy living in North America. There's nothing to be offended about. So if he was offended, and I know his people, and if his people were offended, seriously, somebody needs to loosen the sphincter up a little.
Yeah, no, he handled it very well. He's going to come back on next week.
Okay.
So have you seen the Coney 2012 stuff?
Yeah, I've seen it. But you know what? Everyone's going crazy about it. And really, I mean, how many have we all not seen those documentaries about him? Have we all not? I've known about this guy doing this crazy stuff with the Lord's
right.
Resistance Army forever.
Right. 25 years he's been doing this. The big buzz is how much money Invisible Children, Inc. is making off of this thing.
Right.
Because they're asking people to donate $2 or $3 a month or whatever, and I'm thinking, you know, you get 60 million views. How many people does it make? That's a lot of change even for Toronto.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of revenue. So that's the big buzz. It's like everyone acknowledges it's an important issue. Way to go for awareness, but where's all the money going?
Well, and the other thing
that's
is...
That's what was hot yesterday, by the way, on my show.
Sorry, you have a show?
You know, Los Angeles?
Where, okay.
Hello, is this Drew?
Hello? what's going on with California preachers? Have you had anybody in trouble these days? Because you have more preachers per capita than Starbucks, probably.
Yes, well, very close. I don't want to do this. No, I'm not going to spill guts. Hop online. No.
Why?
I'm not going to do that.
Why?
Well, just because it's low-hanging fruit. I don't want it. No pun intended.
Well, but I don't know. I don't know anything about your fruit or your preachers down there,
or where it hangs.
Okay.
I have been very much involved with what's going on within the church here in Los Angeles and following it. The most exciting thing probably is something called the Dream Center. Matthew Barnett, there's, you know, hundreds of them around the world now, and they do such wonderful work working with the inner city. And
that's Amy Semple McPherson's gang, isn't it?
Who?
Amy Semple McPherson. Didn't she start that?
I don't think so.
The Foursquare gang. Yeah.
It's Dream Center with Matthew Barnett and his dad Tommy and all that stuff. They do great work in L.A., and we went there a couple weeks ago to visit. I was just blown away by how wonderfully effective it is. So,
what is with you? You broke out into a little Hallmark moment there. Don't you ever get?
I know. It was just so because hey, you know, when you care about like you have on your website talking about, you know, it's I'm a big fan of God. It's just his followers or his fans that I have a problem with.
Right. Okay.
That's your thing. It's like hey, I saw some real God stuff. And him showing up and doing amazing things and people doing the right thing. It was wonderful.
Are people in your neck of the woods at KKLA out of L.A., do they talk about much about Driscoll? Is he a big conversation topic?
No, just when the whole God thing was going on with, who's the guy that denied hell? What's
Bell.
His name?
Bell.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, yeah. And I had Mark on talking about that.
Right.
Mark is... I wouldn't say a regular. He's been on the show probably two, three times.
Oh, so you and him got a little thing going on. See, Mark doesn't do Canadian media because he doesn't care about us. And then also he says that he has to have the questions ahead of time.
Oh, I didn't get any of that.
Yeah, see, you're good at what you do. People love you. Can you help me understand what is going on in the GOP, please? Thank you.
Oh, dude, yes. The issue needs to be... defeat the incumbent and stop progressivism before we all go radically broke. And I'm deeply concerned, as everybody is. I'm not saying anything new here on the bloodbath in the primary before you get to the general. But just the latest polling this morning, right, is that either Santorum or Romney defeats Obama.
Right.
And that's for me. That's good news. And you know that's the fight that I'm fighting.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what? From our point of view up here, we don't know how to spell GOP. We don't care. We don't know what it means. We just get sound bites of various goofy things that, like, you got Mormon Mitt, who's so rich, you know, he says to the people on the street, oh, this is a box you live in. That's nice. Where's your summer box? You know.
Or, yeah, I'm a big fan of NASCAR. I know a lot of the guys that own the teams and all that.
Yeah.
Come on, great family guy, all that.
Okay, all right. But there's no raving evangelical lunatic running for GOP, is there? Is there?
No.
Okay. Would that make you happy?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I'm more in Luther's camp. I would rather have a qualified heretic running for office than an incompetent Christian.
Right, okay. All right. What about... I was just going to jump topic because we got to go to veteran war correspondent Martin Himmel here. But I was just going to jump to isn't there some campus now that is allowing guns?
I have no idea. Really?
Yeah, I've heard that recently, and it might actually be in Colorado. Dude, you might want to look that one up. This is in your country.
Yeah, but see, you still come down here when you need health care. So don't be giving me that.
Okay? You are brutal.
Let's not even go there, okay?
You are brutal.
Look, dude, you're going to be in L.A. when? We're going to get together like in a couple weeks, right?
Yeah, we are. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. And you're taking me for a steak dinner. Was that
I
it,
was
right?
just I couldn't get that out of my
and
my
and
mouth fast enough.
Buffet. All you can eat buffet at Ruth's Chris. Got it.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Frank. All right, buddy. Well,
once doesn't make it a lifestyle.
That's right. Okay, man. Thanks, Frank.
All right. See you, Drew.
See you, buddy. Bye, bye.
All right, buddy.
Frank Pastore is the man who we've been chatting with. He and I get along too well. Let me just tell you, FrankPastore.com. Check him out. They've got a great little gig going down there in L.A. And they're just huge. They are huge. Short break on our show. Stay with us.
Like what you've heard? Listen again online at drewmarshall.ca. Maybe you've been thinking about advertising your organization on the radio, but don't really have the budget for a long-term marketing campaign? Well, what if we gave you a show? The Drew Marshall Show is currently offering an innovative advertising concept for the small business owner or charity. With web stats and listenership at an all-time high, Canada's most listened to spiritual talk show is offering you an opportunity to partner with us, one show at a time. Consider sponsoring one show and we'll introduce you to our listening audience for the day. Drew will mention your organization every hour during our four-hour show, including a live phone interview. We'll also post your logo and website link on our website for an entire month. If you're thinking about promoting a special event, product, or upcoming sale, or if you just want to test the radio advertising waters without a huge investment, then consider becoming a one-day advertising partner with The Drew Marshall Show. Go to drewmarshall.ca for details or call Joy 1250 on 905-845-2821, extension 367. That's 905-845-2821, extension 367.